director recruitment update. We saw the note that went out last, or a couple days ago. Is there anything new besides that?
Yes. Mr. Vice Chair, I did speak with Dennis Karras yesterday, and we talked about a number of things. I wanted to let everyone know that Dennis will be calling individual commissioners to just chat with you about the recruitment process, his thoughts, your thoughts, any guidance that you might want to provide to him, he will welcome. He's been given your phone numbers. I suggested that calling would be the best way rather than trying to contact everyone through email. So expect a call from Dennis.
Is that like within the next day or week, or do you know?
I think it's within the next week or two.
Okay.
I would think within the next week. He and I also talked about the applications that have been submitted so far. The situation has not changed very much since you were updated by email. We've had a number, I think about 7 applications submitted, and he described in that, he and Marissa described their view of the quality of those candidates in that email. It wasn't a particularly strong group so far, but he's looking hard at initiating an aggressive recruitment effort, looking around the country, getting recommendations from various knowledgeable people about who to seek out. So that's launched, and he'll talk with you all about it in your telephone conversations if you choose. He did also bring up with me the possibility of needing to conduct some intermediate interviews in November. Brought up in my mind a question for the full commission. I've had some conversations with Bill Freymeyer about this too. We have the potential of doing this in two different ways, at least two different ways. And one would involve the executive committee reviewing with Dennis Karras and Marissa their proposed shortlist. This would be an expedited process. If we involve the full commission in looking at the shortlist that's been prepared and involve the full commission in the winnowing process from the longer list to the shorter list, that will take additional time, and it would require getting everyone together in mid-November. What I'm going to recommend is the second alternative, which is that we, if necessary, if Dennis needs some advice on the short list, on winnowing down the long list to the short list, that we ask the executive committee to help him with that and maintain good communications between the executive committee and the full commission throughout that intermediate step of going from the long list to the short list. Bill Freymeyer thought that that was a good way to go. If we involve the full commission in that step, we would have to try to get everyone together in mid-November, which I think is going to be extremely difficult given that it's not very far from now, and it's very close to the beginnings of the holiday season. So if there is no objection, we would then involve the executive committee if Dennis needs some help in moving from the long list to the short list. So I'd like to hear if there are any objections from those commissioners who are not on the executive committee. Do you feel comfortable with allowing the executive committee to help assist Dennis?
This is Commissioner Keeney, Madam Chair. I feel comfortable with that.
Okay.
Madam Chair, Commissioner Holzmiller, and I feel comfortable with that, too.
Great. Okay. Commissioner Carpenter, are you still with us?
I'm fine with that. The adequate communication is the piece that I just want to emphasize. I think it's important between the executive committee and those of us that are not. I think that's critical.
Okay.
Yeah. What would you suggest, Commissioner Carpenter, in terms of the best way to reach your comfort level on that? A call after our meeting, or?
Well, this is the first I've heard of it, so I maybe just take a day or two and think about that. I don't want to create an undue amount of burden on the executive committee, but as Madam Chair had suggested, I think it's important to share and communicate because we do have to make a fairly meaningful decision here.
Yeah.
Right.
So we can talk about that more. I don't know if we have to do it right now.
Right. I think we all share your concern, too, and we'll, yeah.
While I have the floor, I have one other issue, if I may, Mr. Vice Chair.
Yes, go.
I don't know how to put this on the table other than to be straightforward with it. I had a call from a stakeholder that lives in Olympia on Wednesday. Asked me a few questions about general things, and then just started rattling on about the knowledge that he and others had about the seven applications, even mentioned a couple names, and even quantified the what he thought the perceived value of those applicants would be. And I guess I have to say I'm a little bit concerned how that information is getting out to the public when, as far as I know, none of us have been privy to that briefing.
That's a good question. Do you know anything about that, Commissioner Walker?
That surprises me, and it alarms me, too. I have never heard the names either.
I heard two names, and then there were some other commentary that...
That's interesting.
There's a lot of communication by a lot of people that had previously been in government and other places, so in Olympia, it's a fairly small community. So I'm concerned about it. I don't know what we can do about it, but I felt obligated to put it out there.
Okay. I will call Dennis right away and have a talk with him about that, because I just assume that everything is being kept confidential. He has long experience with these kinds of recruitment efforts, so I'm surprised.
Right. It has not been kept confidential.
Yeah.
How it's leaked, I don't have the knowledge to know, but it's two names were given to me, and I just leave it at that. So.
Okay. I wonder if that's accurate or just wrong.
Well, thank you. We'll follow up on that, Commissioner Carpenter. Yeah,
okay.
That is a concern.
Yeah. So one more thing in relation to the commission's involvement, the full commission's involvement in November. Dennis Karras will be coming to our meeting, this meeting with the full commission. Right now, it looks like the optimum time would be Friday afternoon. We'll have an opportunity on the agenda for November for the public to provide us comments on what we should be looking for in a director. That will be the last item on the Friday afternoon agenda. And then after we've heard public comment, I think we'll be ready to go into executive session. We'll play it by ear, but if Dennis has need to seek some advice from us, from the full commission, on the short list, we can do that in executive session on Friday afternoon. So it will be part of our November meeting agenda. And then in December, of course, we're scheduled to have the interviews of candidates, of finalists, and the selection of the director. This is an incredibly fast timetable, short timetable for doing this, but we're hoping we'll be able to. And that decision would take place probably on Saturday to give us enough time to have as lengthy a conversation discussion as necessary. So that would be in December on Saturday. Commissioner Holtzmiller, I hope you can arrange your travel to be part of that, however long it takes.
Well, that's it, Madam Chair. That's what I probably will just drive to Spokane, because getting back into Spokane is considerably easier than Lewiston. So
okay, good.
I'll probably just go that route.
Right. It's such an important part of our job that I would like you to make that accommodation.
Madam Chair, okay. This is Commissioner Haney.
Yes.
I was missing that. Are we still planning to come early to the December meeting on the 10th? Are we going to be in session all day Saturday and into Saturday afternoon? I didn't quite understand.
Okay. Yeah, thanks for prompting that, because I was provided with some reminders, and I'm trying to find here. Here's the email. Yes, the December meeting will begin on Thursday morning at the 11th. So the December meeting includes all day Thursday. And since we don't know how many candidates we'll have as finalists, it's likely to be two or three at most. And so we'll need all day on Thursday, which means that rooms have been reserved for all of you the night of the 10th, the Wednesday night. So please come to Olympia on the night of the 10th and be ready to spend all day Thursday in the interviews.
What time are we going to start on Thursday, Madam Chair?
I don't think we've set a time for starting, this will be executive session. These will be the candidate interviews.
Right.
They will take place at the hotel, not at the NRB. So I think we'll probably begin at 8:30. Kind of depends on how much time we need.
Okay.
I'd like to talk with the executive committee about how we conduct these interviews.
Right.
Looking at the model of the ones we did 6 years ago, and just talking amongst ourselves about whether there might be a different approach besides just all the questions.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we want to ask them to do a short presentation on a subject, something. So.
Right.
We'll talk about that process in the next few weeks. I think that's all that I have for the update.
Any questions on the recruitment update from commissioners? It will be an interesting process, but also, as has been said, one that is crucial and critical. So mm-hmm. We look forward to your utmost attention and attendance.
Mm-hmm.